MVP, 393 slugging. And since he's returned off the DL, he does have a couple of home runs, but obviously his batting average is well below his career. Is that day coming this season, or is he going to be the guy if he stays healthy?
I think that's a hard call, because I think that, you know, obviously you've, in some ways, you've invested, what, $35 million?
Yeah, 40. At this point, probably 35 million
to get of healthy Brian Roberts moving forward. And you know, talking to Brian when he was on rehab, you know, he was really excited about. He thought that all the injuries were finally behind him. And I know we've kind of heard that before, but that you know, I think, you know, with Brian, you have seen a couple homers, which is a good sign. His range at second base is good. That's the bottom of the end of the day. You've got to look and you've got to say, this is a 35, 36 year old major league player too.
Right.
So what does he give versus what Alexi Casilla gives defensively, or what Ryan Flaherty gives potentially offensively, you know? So, but that's a hard call, because Buck Showalter is a loyal manager and he does, you know, tend to yield towards veterans. But at the same time, if Brian gets into a slump, which I don't think he's in now, I don't think it's long enough time to say that, you know, he's done, or that
he needs a little bit more sample size
right now. But let's say he goes into, you know, next two weeks or so and just really struggles offensively, it is going to be probably timed for the Orioles to make a long, hard decision there.
Let's grab John on his cell, and he'll have the last question here. John, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well.
Just kind of curious how the Orioles see the second half of the season, with Tampa Bay coming on strong, Yankees playing with a Triple-A team that's tied with the Orioles in the loss column, and once their injuries, everybody starts coming off the injury list, how's Baltimore going to face these teams the second half of the season?
Well, let's go around the horn here, John. Thank you. Pete, let's start with you.
I would say in regards to New York, even, I mean, getting A-Rod back, I don't think is a positive. He's not going to provide what he offensively number, and he's just going to be a distraction. Jeter is, speaking of age, you know, he's 39 now, 38, 39, and playing. And, you know, he comes back for one game, and there goes the quad.
Yeah.
So the guys that are coming back, you get Granderson back, okay. That's going to add some, but Teixeira's gone for the year. The Yankees, I think, have been very lucky and fortunate to be where they are at this point. They're not the team to worry about. Tampa is. Tampa is very good. Catching them will be a challenge. Maybe the bigger thing is just big picture, look at the total wild card and say, can you be that second wild card team? And that's what it's about. Because as I know, being a second wild card, that works out okay sometimes.
That is true.
First off, thanks for the call, John. But I think that
radio veteran Ed Encina.
I have to agree with Pete. I think the Rays are the team to worry about, just based on their pitching, because I think that allows them to put together a strong run in the second half. We've already kind of seen them. They were in fourth place a few weeks ago, and now they're in second place, and they're the team that I think right now no one really wants to play. I think the Red Sox will be there too. I think they've got a good lineup, and I think their bullpen will hold them throughout the season. And the Yankees, like Pete said, I think that they're not really a team to really worry about right now. I mean, obviously the injuries have devastated them, and it seems like we say this about the Yankees all the time, is that they're getting old. But I think finally right now they're at that point where they're. They're a little bit on life
support.
And
Boston, by the way, has been lucky to this point, too. They are due for a bit of regression as well. They've won a ton of the one-inning or one-run games, extra-inning games, a lot like the Orioles did, particularly the second half of last year. It's hard to do that for an entire season. And so that's why I wouldn't be surprised if they fell back a little, too.
And the one thing, too, is that everyone in this division knows that all these teams have a run in them, whether it's a 6-game winning streak, a 10-game winning streak, a 12-game winning streak. So they've got to, you know, the Orioles have talked about that long and hard, about how, you know, this is going to play out till the end. And, you know, as the Orioles feel that as long as they can, you know, continue to win series, especially in the division, that, you know, that'll give them a shot in the long run.
I agree with all of what we've heard so far. We'll get more of this as the week progresses. But when we come back, we'll have to get into the latest edition of Headlines, a special edition. Ed Encina is going to, he's going to do his first version of Headlines. That's next here on Sportsline.